first real experience of wildlife will be seeing a butterfly gently fluttering above as our inquisitive eyes try to follow its meandering flight path. Butterflies have come to symbolise the beauty and imagination that captures our relationship with the natural world. Patrick Barkham spent the summer of 2009 journeying the length and breadth of the UK in search of all 59 species of butterfly in residence. You can hear him now in conversation with butterfly expert and National Trust Nature Conservation Advisor Matthew Oates as they chat about our special relationship with butterflies. Patrick will also be reading an extract from his new book, The Butterfly Isles.
I'm Patrick Barkham, the author of The Butterfly Isles, a new book about butterflies, and I'm with Matthew Oates, the National Trust Nature Conservation Advisor and Butterfly Obsessive. For many of us, even if we aren't butterfly obsessives, our earliest memories of being outdoors and of being in nature may include remembering butterflies, perhaps trying to chase a butterfly or trying to take a photograph of one. And I certainly think the power of these early memories of butterflies are what's made me passionate about butterflies as an adult. And for me, my first moment where I sort of fell in love with butterflies was with a rather small brown butterfly called the brown argus on the North Norfolk coast. And I was on holiday with my dad, and we set out to see if we could see it. And I have a vivid memory of the first one we found, and opening its wings and seeing how a brown butterfly could be incredibly rich chocolate colour and really quite beautiful with its orange studs. And from that moment, I was hooked on butterflies, and they became a lifelong sort of passion. Matthew, do you have other moments like that of memories of early butterflying and your first butterflies?
Yes, well, epiphany moments in butterflies. I know exactly what you mean. And you did write in your book, and I quote a line, which just says, "For most of us, butterflies are bound up with childhood. Nail on head, Patrick." And for example, I can remember my first encounter, my first ever encounter with 43 of the 63 species of butterfly I've seen in the wild in this country. And you know, and those memories go back to 1964. I actually started late because I'd already begun on birds age 4, and I only got into butterflies age 9. So I missed some crucial years, I'm afraid. But several of those 43 encounters are actually crystal clear in the mind now, and they go back to 1964. And there were days of my life or episodes of my life which I can remember so well because of the butterfly. At the 19th of May 1968, I saw my first pearl-bordered fritillary and Duke of Burgundy, which was then a fritillary. I can still recollect that very, very clearly. 6th July 1968, my first white admiral, I can remember that, the big one. 5th of July 1970, my first purple emperor. That moment changed my life entirely. And also, and I'm sure other people feel exactly the same, whole summers. I took the whole of the long hot summer of 1976 off and went butterflying virtually every day, played a bit of cricket as well. Absolute heaven. So the depth of experience which these creatures can offer us is really quite profound, not least because no 2 days are ever alike in butterflying, and no 2 summers are ever alike. I'm sure you feel that very, very much so, Patrick.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that chimes completely with my experience, and that's why butterfly lovers, it's relatively easy to see all now 59 species of British butterfly. But that's why we keep coming back, isn't it? We keep coming back for more, because even if we go to exactly the same spot as last summer to see exactly, to drop in, as it were, on our favourite butterfly, there'll be something different about that experience, and we'll see the butterfly behaving in a new and unexpected way, or there'll be an encounter with another butterfly that creates a little drama of its own in the sort of theatre of the woodland or the chalk downland where we are. And that's why, you know, for anyone, even with for lovers of nature who have no knowledge of butterflies, why butterflying is such a fun and interesting thing to do, and an interesting way of interacting with nature.